Welcome to this episode of Horrific History and Hauntings. I'm Ben.
And I'm Raimi. We're your hosts, here to talk about the stories that the history books ignore.
From horrific epidemics and ghostly hauntings to the catastrophes and tragic events that have sickened humanity.
Indeed. Since we're so behind on episodes, we're skipping to this day in history, because it's hard to tell when they'll come out. But what are we talking about today?
We are doing an alphabet of death.
I am fond of those.
Well, we're done after this, except for maybe a possible surprise bonus thing later.
Yay, we're making a new alphabet.
Yeah. No, we're not making a new alphabet. It's just the book has extra after Z.
Oh.
Like extra little what's a, funny things engraved on tombstones, I think was one of them.
Oh, A1.
Yeah. So choking on steak.
Oh, no.
You A1 said steak A1.
Sauce. Oh, I get it. Steak sauce. Okay.
These are probably ones that I'm not going to be able to come up with anything. X is 4.
Xenomorph.
I don't know what that is.
That's an alien.
Oh. Xavier.
Yeah, I guess he's killed people too.
That's all I can think of.
Oh.
Other than what I
Xanax?
Have.
You can overdose on Xanax.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm sure there's an animal that starts with an X. It's probably from Australia that's deadly. Okay. Well, we've got two. And if you believe in the multiverse, xenomorphs might be real.
We have X-ray.
Oh, that'll do it too.
It's a procedure that involves radiation passing through the soft tissues, and it tends to stay there for pretty much your entire life.
Like when they would test people's
even
feet
after, apparently.
For new shoes.
Yeah. Radiation exposure is measured in millirems.
Yeah. That's a lovely word to be so deadly.
And common dental X-rays deliver about 2 millirems to the head, neck, and thyroid areas. A chest X-ray exposes the body to 20 millirems of radiation, while a CAT scan delivers around 200. Natural environmental sources contribute to around 60 millirems annually. Scientific evidence indicates that a lifetime exposure of about 10,000 millirems from any source can lead to cancer.
So if you're constantly getting broken bones, you're just constantly adding to that risk. That's terrifying.
I've only had one X-ray.
I don't think I've ever had any.
On my hand, because your dog bit me and they needed to make sure he didn't hit anything because it was swollen.
What dog?
Titan.
Little dog, little Titan. He couldn't hurt nobody.
He was trying to fight my dog and I was trying to break them up.
Hmm.
It didn't work. Thomas Edison and his assistant Clarence Daly demonstrated their version of the X-ray machine to the public frequently. Obviously, it showed their bones. That's what X-rays do.
Yeah.
To perfect this technology, Daly repeatedly used his hand as the subject, which is what I got X-rayed on me, which soon caused unusual burns that were not typical. They became cancerous very quickly, and he became the first American to die from X-rays.
Good thing Edison didn't go around doing it, I guess.
Edison experienced a wandering left eye and stomach growths.
Of course.
This caused him to abandon radiology and even to refuse all X-rays for the rest of his life. If they said he may need it.
Could you blame him?
No.
He had stomach growths and a wandering eye. Oh, man. Yeah.
And despite these known hazards, the medical community recognized the great potential for X-rays.
Oh, yeah. And they've helped many a sports person and upset mother whose child just falls over and just so many things.
Yeah. The early detection of tuberculosis became possible by observing the progression in the lungs with X-rays.
TB.
So you either die of TB or cancer.
Mm-hmm. Lung growth.
However, many X-ray technicians were dying due to this exposure.
That's why when they do it to you now, they say everything will be fine and they give you a lead jacket and run as fast as they can out of the room.
It wasn't until 1934 that initial safety guidelines for X-ray exposure were developed.
Can lead, you imagine the early lead jackets?
Lead, which was the only readily available material that X-rays couldn't pass through, began to be used as the shield for protection.
Horribly heavy.
Yeah, it is.
What if mercury would have similar properties except for liquid?
I don't know.
I mean, I have no idea. I just assume because it's a heavy, heavy metal and it's same silvery color, even though it's a liquid technically when it's at room temperature. I'm not a scientist, obviously.
Well.
I'm just putting weight. It has two things in common. It is a metal and it is heavy.
And it's poison.
And it's kind of silver. And it is poison, yeah. So, maybe.
Hmm. The power and potential harm of X-rays today are pretty much the same as they were back then. Even with lead protection and usage guidelines, the moment an X-ray enters the body, it starts to change the cell function. Many cells immediately die and gene mutations begin even after moderate exposure. When DNA can no longer replicate correctly, rapid cancerous tumors become highly likely.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. I don't think I'll ever get another X-ray.
Wait till you get a toothache.
I don't really.
You say that now.
Knock on wood. I don't really have that issue.
I brush my teeth constantly just to avoid that issue.
In 1895, Wilhelm Röntgen, I believe is how that's pronounced, accidentally discovered the first X-ray machine.
Did he dig it up somewhere?
No, he was doing an experiment on a vacuum cleaner to see, I think, how much electricity or electric something. It had something to do with a vacuum. Him trying to see what went through it, I guess. I don't know.
How much suction the vacuum has to help sell it on their old QVC channel.
I don't know. But during an experiment, he directed the beam of light through a wooden door and was surprised to see through it. He then began experimenting on his wife, Bertha.
Poor Bertha. You know that ain't going to go well.
Yes. Shortly after, Bertha became ill and remained bedridden for the rest of her life. Eventually, she died of cancer in 1919. 4 years later, in 1923, Wilhelm died of intestinal cancer.
He was having a ball with that light, wasn't he?
Yeah. Y is for?
Y is for yam. Surely someone choked on a yam. Yaw mask? Well, I think we covered that ghost Pokemon.
Yellow jacket.
Yeah, yeah, that'll get you too. Especially if you're allergic. Yawning? Somebody yawn and drop off the road?
Ah, well, that's the one I got, so.
Oh.
Ever notice how one yawn can set off a chain reaction?
Yeah, everybody's yawning. Then everybody in the traffic jam's yawning until they crash.
Yeah.
Is that really what happened?
No. Oh. Well, I mean, yes in one.
Oh.
It turns out by the time we are around 2 years old, most of us are susceptible to this weird reaction.
I'm pretty sure our dogs are, too.
Yeah. However, some individuals are actually immune.
Oh, lucky them. They can survive the car crash.
My eyes water whenever I yawn.
Maybe you shouldn't squeeze them so tightly. I don't know.
Well, for a long time, doctors figured yawning was just a way to boost oxygen or get rid of too much carbon dioxide. However, Dr. Robert Previn's experiments, like giving pure oxygen to yawning people, did not stop the yawning.
Oh, there we go.
He also found that watching static on TV triggered more yawns than watching a rock video.
One would keep you awake.
Yeah. Current thinking, some people listen to TV static just to go to sleep.
I couldn't do that.
I like a fan.
Me too. Actually, I like many a True Nerds Oblivion playthrough.
Sometimes I'll have like that light music with ocean waves.
Also, Stephen Fry's, what do you call it, mythology series of books. The new one's coming out soon.
Current thinking leans toward yawning being a signal that it's time for your body to rest.
Usually I just kind of know when my eyes get heavy, but apparently children and kids don't really believe in that, so I guess yawns are necessary.
And melatonin.
Yeah.
An article in the Melbourne Herald in July 1999, a circus clown dwarf jumped from a trampoline right as a hippo let out a massive yawn.
Are we sure this is true? This sounds like a joke.
Well, like I said, I only get the information for this ABC of death from the book. So that's all I know.
Okay. We'll assume it's true just for the fun factor.
I don't know if this is true, but it's hilarious.
Unfortunate. We don't.
The clown dwarf landed directly in the hippo's open mouth, and he was instantly swallowed due to the animal's involuntary gag reflex.
Don't that work the other way around?
I thought so, too.
I don't know how hippos gag. Maybe they gag and immediately have diarrhea. I don't know.
The over 1,000 people in the audience continued to applaud until eventually they realized this was not part of the show.
Awkward.
And then attempts to make the hippo regurgitate the body was unsuccessful. So
how did they know it was a body? Was there copious amounts of blood?
They watched him fall into it, apparently.
I don't mean he's instantly dead. I've watched Tremors.
I don't know. I guess they would assume you would suffocate.
Surely they wasn't
I've
some...
I've never been eaten what, by
when
a hippo.
When was this? 19...
I don't play Jumanji. 19,
when was this again?
1999 was when the article came out.
Oh.
According to this book.
Well, then I'm more inclined to believe it, I guess, if it happened that recently. Could have been the Onion or
and
something.
And it said the Melbourne Herald is the name of the article.
Okay.
Or the paper. In 2004, yawning while driving was linked to 1,400 deaths.
I get there. I know how that feels. I'm doing it now just talking about it.
Z is four.
Oh, Z. Do you have a Z?
Zoloft.
Zebra. Surely they've killed somebody. Kicked them, stampeded them.
That one matches what I have notes for. Zoo fatalism.
That'll do it.
It's a psychological condition where individuals get dangerously close to zoo animals or try to keep wild animals as pets. That's how I'm going to die. Apparently, I got the zoo fatalism.
You had a possum.
I had three. Thank you very much. And I would have more of everything else if people would allow it.
Yeah, they're friendly enough. They hiss.
Mm. One example occurred in May 1998 when a Chicago gas station mechanic was absent from work and he had failed to return home. The following day, a newspaper reported the death of an unidentified man who had been mauled by the local zoo's tiger after entering its enclosure after dark.
How bizarre.
Yeah. The discovery of shredded clothing led the missing mechanic's co-workers to think that this was their friend, and the mutilated remains were eventually positively identified to be their co-worker. At Illinois Fairgrounds, a 19-year-old tiger keeper thought it was going to be funny to climb onto a cage containing circus tigers.
Ha ha ha.
And then he lowered his pants and began to defecate.
Well, how bad has those tigers been to him?
Well, obviously the tigers didn't like the disrespect and grabbed a hold of his ankles. They then devoured him while pulling him piece by piece through the cage. But he had it coming.
What a weird thing to decide to do.
He had it coming. He had it coming.
He was a bit mean. You deserved it. But what in the world made him want to do that?
I don't. He probably thought it was funny. I don't know. Imbecile?
For the vine, I guess.
Being mean to the poor tigers. I have no pity for that.
What was he doing in a zoo? I wonder what he was even doing in a zoo.
I don't know. It was a circus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, circus tigers. So they probably wasn't treating them well to begin with. In 1993, a 23-year-old woman lost her life at the zoo at the hands of her boyfriend. She went to his workplace to break up with him due to his temper.
Oh, no.
She had hoped this would cause him not to overreact, and at first it seemed to work. He even convinced her to stick around and watch the lions eat. He walked her into a room with a sliding viewing panel and left her alone. She then opened another window panel and saw a group of people. And that's when she realized she was in the enclosure with lions.
Mm-hmm.
Moments later, another door opened and two African lions charged into the pen. She ended up dying from internal injuries after a week in the hospital.
My goodness, the manage they got her out of there was just a shock.
Yeah, I hope they didn't punish the poor lions.
No, they were just doing what they've been told to do.
Yeah.
Open the fate, they can eat.
And that's all.
Oh, no. Well, those are some interesting ones. Some difficult ones to answer questions about, for sure.
Yeah, short, but ABC of death is completed.
For now.
For now.
Until we get to work on that new alphabet. We are all yawning now after we talked about that yawning. We should have just skipped that one. Okay, I still got to edit and everything today. I do appreciate it. It has been a long series, that alphabet of death.
It has
gone pretty much since our beginnings. And now we've run out. We're going to find another.
I've got something lined up.
Okay.
And like I said, the last of this book
had some extras.
A little bit of extras. So we might have
A1 and B1.
B12.
Yeah. The vitamin.
Yeah.
Or vitamin, depending on where you're from, I guess. If you like what you heard here, the odd place to catch up and start listening if you've never heard another one. But if you like what you heard here, we have other episodes of other podcasts and other episodes of this one, obviously. There are links in the description. There's a Linktree link. It'll take you to all of our socials and our eBay shop and the YouTube where you could watch videos or listen to the podcast. There's two different YouTube channels, one for each of those. We have other podcasts, one called Leveling Duo. It's about two friends, or me and Beth, talking about video games we really enjoy. We have Brother Knows Quest, it's a podcast where I tell Beth about tabletop role-playing games. If you want to reach out, there's any way to do that you want to in the link tree as well. Facebook, we have a group for this podcast. We have emails right below the link tree link. If you want to leave a little donation or a tip, there's a way to do that. If you don't want to use the eBay shop, in right below the link tree link as well. Anything to help keep the podcast hosted, it's appreciated. Go to the YouTube Gruesome Gaming Plays. It's where we upload or play video games. It's a stream or an upload, depending on what we're doing. Beth plays, I play. It's up to, you know, I'm thinking about starting a new Oblivion game. I love that game so much. I also might do a Leveling Duo episode about it because I like it a lot. I did one on the original one. Well, thank you for listening. I've been Raimi.
And I'm Beth.
This has been HH&H. Bye-bye.